In a grassy pen at the Running Reindeer Ranch, a mix of adult and baby reindeer are milling around, grazing, nosing curiously at water bottles, and pawing yoga mats as people shake them out for class. The air is buzzing with mosquitoes, and the sky is threatening rain. But a good 24 or so people have shown up for this petting zoo slash exercise experience. One of them is Tara Hoxie.
I've wanted to do, like, goat yoga, but this is, like, one step up. This is, like, the ultimate, okay? So while everybody's doing goat yoga in the lower 48, we're doing reindeer yoga, which is way cooler.
This is a brand new thing for the ranch. It's only the third class they've done. They usually give natural history walking tours with the animals. Jane Atkinson is one of the owners. She does yoga herself, and she thinks that reindeer are particularly well-suited to it. They're twisty creatures, especially in the springtime when their antlers are growing and itchy, and they scratch them with their back hooves.
So you'll see the reindeer get into these amazing poses, and it's like, wow, look at this little yoga move that they do.
One of Atkinson's employees at the ranch, Elsa Janey, happens to also be a yoga instructor. So they decided to try it out.
All right, so everybody go ahead and find your mat.
The class starts with a safety talk. Things like don't touch the reindeer's sensitive antlers because it could hurt them. These animals don't kick or bite and are used to being around humans, but Atkinson and some of her staff stay on the edges to usher the reindeer away from people if they feel uncomfortable. From there, much of the class follows a typical yoga class script.
Today we're gonna ground through our sit bones, find some length in our spine.
But there is some extra stuff mixed in, like when Janey asks us to bring our attention to the sounds around us.
Reindeer make a click when they walk. That is a ligament connected to two different ankle bones that is unique to both caribou and reindeer.
At the start of class, most of the reindeer are standing up or slowly wandering around the mats. But as it goes on, one by one, they all lie down. Rocket, an elegant male reindeer, spreads out between the first and second rows and spends most of the class making a noise that sounds like snoring.
Back behind their heads, letting your gaze fall wherever.
He's sleeping. We spend about an hour going through our yoga poses, and all the while, the reindeer are just living their peaceful lives around us, chewing on weeds, making funny grunting noises from time to time, and at least once availing themselves of the grass toilet. The whole thing is pretty surreal. There's a lot of giggling. After it's over, I ask a few people for their reviews. Here's Beth Ann Chase, who was basically sharing a mat with the lounging Rocket.
It was awesome. It was super cool. I could hear him snoring the whole time that I was doing it. It definitely brought me to like a peaceful place.
And my friend Diana Saverin joked that the class was sort of a unique workout for the focus.
As the rain came down, the mosquitoes buzzed and the caribou or reindeer snored. It was like, can you stay with your breath? It's good hard work.
Plus, I think we now have some kind of animal yoga bragging rights. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Ravenna Koenig in Fairbanks.